So yesterday, the announcement on the 27th of January 2010 was that the Java 1 2010 conference will actually take place. And my prediction about Java 1 in the new year turned out to be correct. It will now happen in the autumn, and it is going to take place. That is the very best news. I suppose the bad news is that it won't be taking place in the summer. It will be taking place in September, and from, I guess, from the 19th of September to the 23rd of September, and will be co-located with Oracle Open World with that conference. And Oracle Open World is primarily a business conference, attracts business types and marketing types, and Java 1 is definitely a tech developer conference, full of t-shirts and jeans and very, very casual wear. Casual smart wear, I should say. So yesterday, before the Oracle Sun webcast, we had a chance, Java champions and Java leaders had a chance to join a conference call from California with Justin Kestelin, who runs the Oracle Technology News website, the OTN website, and also has a Twitter label, Oracle Tech Net. So you can find and follow him. And his big announcement, obviously, the co-location of Java 1 2010, and it will be, he said that Oracle intends to take away the productizations and make it more an open technical developer conference. So in previous Java 1s, which I have attended, there's been like a lot of marketing on Sun-specific products, and there's a lot of productization. And I guess Oracle wants to take it back to this developer focus. So, and what else can I say? There were lots of concerns and questions raised during the conference call. Obviously, in the USA, developers will have a chance to go in the autumn, and that may or may not, and probably will, impact DevOps, which is the annual conference that happens in Europe, in Belgium, in November now. So, speakers may or may not be able to get across from the USA to the to a European venue, which is interesting. It's a nice problem to have. At least we have a Java 1 conference. I had a question which I posed, which was about the conference organization. So first up, Justin Kestelin announced that the conference itself would take place in three hotels around, or probably in three hotels, and these were the Marriott, I think the Park Place, and Nikko 55. And I don't think it's the Marriott, I actually think it's the Hilton, he actually said. So in any case, Oracle intend or will ask the authorities to actually cordon off the streets. So in other words, the Java 1 conference will not be taking place in an enclosed arena, vis-a-vis the Moscone Center. We will have to cross the streets. The good news that there will be a keynote which will happen on Monday night, and the biggest place or arena for such a keynote for the Java 1 conference is obviously the Moscone Center. So the big screen events will be happening. What I didn't find out is what happens to James Goslin and his annual presentations and big demos. It remains to be seen. But the call for papers will happen shortly, and then process and reviews will happen again. Those are going to be unchanging. And so the good news is that there will be a Java 1 2010. So I intend to fly out there. But if you can't make it, DevOps is a great alternative. And that's all from me. And my name is Peter Pilgrim. I have a blog at jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim, which is PETER_PILGRIM. Thanks for listening. This is a long one.